today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
If you ask what would old-timey Mike, how would old-timey Mike? Old-timey Mike would say,
let me tell you something. These newfangled gadgets don't have any. There's nothing here that I'm interested in. That's for sure. These old-timey gadgets, I don't care for them at all.
You have a golden doodle, right?
I have a Labradoodle.
The Labradoodle. I just think, you know.
I was hesitant until I met Santos.
As much as Santos is fun, you brought Santos in yesterday, and I really think if you put a microphone and suddenly it was magic and he could speak English, he might go, Rocky Road? That's just, you know.
You know,
I think I spent a lot of time.
Words hurt.
I have another idea.
Yes.
Hold on.
What?
I was listening.
I'm doing my show. I control this world.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike O'Mara. How you doing? It's a fabulous Tuesday on the Mike O'Mara Show, coming to you from the Podcast Village Studios off Wisconsin Avenue in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Listen, a warning going out to all of us in listen land. Be careful. It's going to be bitterly cold. That's right. Very dangerous. Exposure to this cold could result in loss of limb. That's right, I said it, loss of limb. So, if you're going outside, be a deer, won't you please, and keep those fingers covered, even if they're dying to go up your right nostril. WAVA. I live my living
on the E. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
WAVA's, hey, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. This is a long one. You can talk that up.
I was going to say, WAVA always had a high demographic in 25 to 54 nose pickers, did they not?
Oh, nose pickers all around. Nose pickers in every area of our listening audience. I stepped on that one a little bit.
I mean, you hit that post.
Hey, everybody, it's a fantastic day. How are you? Boy, oh, boy. What a crazy world we live in, huh? Hey, everybody, stop killing each other.
Wow. That was a message within a message.
A little Mike Beachy.
Hey, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing quite like documentary filmmaking. You know what I mean? That's right, everybody. Michael Jackson documentary coming out right now. Boy, you're really going to love him after you see it. Enjoy yourself, everyone. Okay. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I am doing. Hey, Oscar Santana.
Good morning.
How you doing? Got into the studio just a couple of minutes late today because he was out walking after midnight.
Whoa. I go on walking after midnight.
Something you do better than any disc jockey, and it happened a lot more in the old days. You could start any topic when a record started out of the blue, and it was just accepted. Like, really, out of nowhere, you could just say, how about documentary filmmaking?
All right, throw me a topic.
Watch repair.
Watch repair. Hey. Hey, everybody. I'm a watch collector. I love them. I don't have expensive watches anymore. I had to sell a whole bunch of them. That's right. Welcome to my world, my reality, everybody. But I still like a good Timex. FML.
I got one.
All right.
And those were the call letters, weren't they?
WFML.
KFML.
KFML.
Phoenix Station.
Let's see what I got here. Okay. All right. I'm ready.
All right. Candy yams.
Canned yams. All right. Canned yams. Nothing quite like canned yams. Hey, everybody. I'm hungry. I don't care what I eat right now. I'm out of all the good stuff. Half gallon ice cream. Gone. Vanilla wafers. Gone. Everything in my refrigerator. Gone. Hey, what's this in the pantry right in the back right-hand corner? That's a can of yam. Boy, oh, boy. I think I'll get some salt and pepper. Get my can opener out. Put it on a plate. Eat it, and then 25 minutes later, I'm going to vomit.
That was great. Jesus.
All right. What else do we have? Oh, no. I already played that. Stop, iPad. Okay. What do you got, Ron? Oh, by the way, this is to get it out of my system because a listener accurately critiqued me for talking over music clips and movie clips. I did it on Animal House yesterday. I know exactly what he's talking about. And he equated it with when I watch a YouTube video and someone is talking during the YouTube video. I completely concurred. I wrote him back in 5 minutes. I told him he was absolutely right. And so in order to make sure that I do that, I'm kind of trying to get it out of my system right now.
All right.
That's what I'm trying to
do. Let's hear your take on brown eggs.
Brown. I got to tell you something about brown eggs. I absolutely love them. Let me tell you why. There's something phony about white eggs, okay? Something bleached, something artificial, something insincere. That's right. You get me some brown eggs, those are the eggs that I got in my childhood from the local farm down by the river out of a van. No, I'm kidding. But the truth is, I don't care for brown eggs. I don't care for white eggs. I eat eggs because they're easy and they're fantastic. I don't know what I'm saying right now. That's right. I'm just making it up because I'm rambling and it's a long intro. But no, if you give me a choice, you get a dozen white, a dozen brown, I'm going to go with the dozen brown. That's the way I'm going to do it because I'll tell you, brown eggs are usually the organic eggs. Oh, I talked over it. That was a complete... You got me. You got me.
No!
I'm so sorry.
You got me.
That's it. And brown eggs is something that we've discussed in the past.
I know, but you got me. You got
me
with that.
I think it was verboten.
It was a challenge. It was a challenge. I need a do-over. I need a do-over right now, okay? A little do-over. Brown eggs! Do you like brown eggs and ham? Do you like them, Sam? I am. I like brown eggs. You do, too. Put them on a plate and goo, goo, goo. I'll tell you right now, brown eggs are fantastic. Brown eggs are so good. Eat them raw. I don't care. Living in the hood. Yeah.
I don't know. It's all right. I'm
you have absolved yourself.
Hey, can I not really.
Yes,
may I ask Maddie her thoughts? Because... this is probably one of the first times she's seen this go down.
What's that?
Mm-hmm. Linear, where we're just giving Mike topics and he's talking them up. How are you thoroughly entertained as we are?
Oh, yeah, I'm cracking up back here. That was amazing.
That's wonderful.
Cracking?
In that case, let me just say this one's going to go out to our good friend Maddie.
Oh.
Newest addition to the TMOS crew. Lady who worked 16 months without a paycheck. That's how dedicated she is. You think the government workers have anything on her? You are absolutely wrong. Maddie, I don't believe in anybody on our entire crew, but darling, I have to tell you something. With your work ethic every day, I certainly believe in you. Don Williams.
I don't believe in superstars.
There you go.
Also notable is the first time you've called her darling.
Yes. Well, okay, you had. And thank you. And thank you for spotlighting that.
We'll talk later, Maddie.
Thanks so
Sorry
much.
About
yes,
that.
Sir. That's right. That's why you are a team player, Rob Spiewak. Team player, way to throw me under the bus again, you a-hole.
Monday worry, mean strike.
All right.
Sorry. Beautiful.
Okay. Yeah. I think I've gotten it all out of my system. Before we even start the show, and we've got a great mailbag today, let me warn everybody. Go to your phones, disable your FaceTime if you have an iPhone. It is a major controversy. It is a major story.
Big deal.
iPads there too?
It's up to you. I mean, what do you have to hide? You know, what are you doing in front of your iPad or your iPhone?
Well,
I'm not really doing anything special.
Well, the way you do it is special.
Let me find it.
This is the, you know.
No, beauty.
I would say there is nothing that I do within my phone, but if a camera's on right now, this is how boring I am.
Yes.
That is salacious or career ruining.
It's not that, is it? It's that they can eavesdrop on any conversation.
Yes, if I have this on, that's what I'm saying. I don't do anything that's so special that I really have to go through the settings to deal with this.
Check this out.
I'll wait for the update.
Boom, gone.
Rob did it.
Gone.
All right, let me share what we're talking about here. A bug in Apple devices that lets callers listen in on others' microphones without their knowledge has been disabled after political leaders, business leaders, and a number of media reports put pressure on the tech giant as it works to permanently solve the issue. Does that mean they've shut down FaceTime where you can't use it? The software problem, which lets users use the group chat function in FaceTime, call someone, and then listen in on their conversations, even if the other person did not pick up, was demonstrated through videos online and reported on this week by tech blogs.
Tech blog.
The
the bug was first confirmed by Bloomberg News and subsequently reported elsewhere, including Fox News. So
big deal.
It is.
Yeah, but still, just to be really clear here, in order, you can turn that up.
Okay.
I have to call you, Rob.
It has to be a group deal.
It's got to be a group. And then if you don't pick up, I can apparently still... I still engage
in
your
like
microphone.
Almost like an auto answer type deal.
But you would see that the if your phone was in proximity to you and you could look at it, you could easily see that that the phone was ringing. However, if your phone was sitting on another piece of furniture somewhere in the corner, you could do it all the time. Just leave it open and know what's going on. A la Jerry Lewis leaving his phone in the suitcase, in his briefcase when he'd walk out of the room.
Marvelous.
It wasn't his phone. He'd leave a tape recorder. In a briefcase.
Jerry loved gadgets.
And leave it on. So.
He did.
So I'm getting the distinct impression that you're not considering this that big deal.
For me, I'm also the type of person that, and as far as privacy is concerned, I feel like we have no privacy with these smart devices. And I resigned myself a long time ago that if anybody ever wanted to hack anything, we have so many microphones here, we have so many smart displays here that they could do it. Like, and I'm also not working with national trade secrets.
But there's a chance that it could be dangerous for you.
Yes.
Dance.
If you're watching at home, this is the perfect time to enjoy the video presentation.
However, I don't see any problem with just clicking the thing off for the next few days.
Yeah, but I also don't like people tell me what to do, you know?
Like, what if someone asked you to?
You're a follower, so you did it right away.
That's exactly what I am.
I said no. I'm not dealing with this nonsense.
All I know.
What say you, Pony? You're an Android guy.
Well, I think that usually this sort of thing requires some sort of technical knowledge to take advantage of, but it's crazy that anybody...
the technical knowledge of calling FaceTime?
Usually these sorts of bugs require some level of technical understanding.
So your grandmother could be a sleuth
of.
Is the point exactly. He's making. Like
no, but when you're aware easy. Of it, you know, you could do it. I mean, it doesn't... require any.
I think someone hacked your camera.
Somebody hacked the camera. Yes.
Yeah. I had a guy come in that worked for one of our illustrious government agencies, and he looked at the model television I had on my wall.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, that thing's so easy to hack. And I was like, thanks. Moving on. It's got a nice display. I like the bezel. That's about it.
You're a big bezel guy.
Yeah, big bezel.
Yeah.
Could they get into a smart climate system and maybe like...
100%.
Yeah. 100%. So if for some reason if your house is really temperate...
You know, at one point I had a...
Really working the visual effects today.
I'm working everything today. I told you I got a good night's sleep.
Mike, I had a friend at one point... and he worked for a government agency, and at that point, he was searching for a baby monitor that was completely made in America. Completely made in America. Mm-hmm. Because he did not want any components within that baby monitor.
Yeah, you don't want your baby to get hacked.
Well, no, it wasn't even for security. It was for his own security reasons because of the sensitive information he deals with.
The Russians controlled Julia for 2 months. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
All I know is anytime any of these things go down, it just makes me so mad.
Also, Mike, for you, if we're talking, you know.
David Banner, a man barely alive.
Full risk analysis. You're the king butt dialer. So,
long may you reign.
You know, you've been on me since you came in here today. I gave you a little crap about being late, and you're picking on me today. You are picking on me.
If you're
today.
The king butt dialer, you shouldn't worry about your FaceTime. It's just general use of the actual device, correct?
How about black and white? 1935. The Mike O'Mara show took off. There we go.
It's my favorite thing you've ever done. God, that's fantastic.
Holy
thank you.
Ass.
Thank you.
That
thank
was,
you
if you ever break out in that, oh, that would be, just please, that is on auto speed dial.
Beautiful.
Well, you could ask me, you could have, you know, if I had this all the time, and it's hard to do because it's a very small little screen that I'm working with here. But if you ask what would old-timey Mike, how would old-timey Mike would say,
Let me tell you something. These newfangled gadgets don't have any... There's nothing here that I'm interested in. That's for sure. These old-timey gadgets, I don't care for them at all.
Can you go back to color and I'll ask you another question in old-timey Mike? Okay, there we go. Old-timey Mike. When Henry Ford came out with the Model T, what were your impressions?
Mike's impressions. Old-timey Mike's impressions?
Old-timey Mike, yeah. Old-timey Mike.
All right, hold on just a second. Only got so many hands here, sure. All right?
Now Mike is going to black and white.
Old-timey Mike, don't play that way.
Don't play that way.
All right, I'm sorry. I don't know what's
don't
going on.
Don't play that, homie. Homie, don't play that.
Does old-timey Mike know about brown eggs?
Hey, watch this. Here we go. Here, yeah. Stop it with the brown egg.
Come out, wherever you are.
Full technicolor.
This is something we do every single day.
Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
Oh, no.
Someone left the MRI machine. Someone left the MRI machine on. The radiation, I can't stand it. Thank you.
All right. I'm just goofy today.
Oh, I
can't help myself. I apologize. Anyway, does everything look all right?
Now you look
beautiful.
Perfect.
Thing of beauty.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. So just be aware of that. I think it's scary when people can reach in and abuse.
You can hit the gear on your phone, select FaceTime, and just turn it off.
And then turn it back on.
Well, I just went in. I went into the gear and went into FaceTime and just, you know, you hit a button like Bluetooth.
Do you have a preference, Mike, when you talk to people? I don't think we ever FaceTime. We actually just have real conversations.
I FaceTime my daughters all the time.
You do?
All the time.
How come
I FaceTime
don't FaceTime
Carla.
Us?
I could.
Yeah,
but
you
mean, there's no.
But not
real
a group
point.
FaceTime. And not today.
No.
Technically, I FaceTime with you guys every day.
Hey, you know, he's right.
Yeah, we're on teleconference, though. I'm talking about using the app when we're on the road.
Yeah. Well, if you were FaceTiming with me, you know, you never know. Yeah, with young men, and I consider myself still, believe it or not, even though I joke about it, a young man, you know,
Mural.
If you just call somebody on FaceTime and you pick it up, you never know what you're going to see.
That's
you know?
Right.
Especially you call Oscar's house.
Yeah. Why, is the phone shaking?
It's been some time since I've had alone time, Mike.
That's depressing.
Sad.
That's depressing.
I ruined my entire month.
That's very, very
my wife
sad.
Is on me like white on rice. She doesn't leave me alone. Not on me sex-wise. She's always just there.
Yeah.
Well,
that battle axe.
But so have we sufficiently warned people or have we been too flip about it?
I think people would probably do more damage going into their settings than we think.
No, it's so cinchy, though. One switch.
You think my parents know if I call them and said, hey, you got to turn this thing off?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Do a group FaceTime with your folks now and see if you can listen in.
That'd be funny.
Hold on, Mike. My FaceTime's been on this entire time.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
DC. DCR TV, Dave.
Oh,
you bastard.
No.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I put my heart and soul into this song.
No one is disputing that.
And you don't like it because you want your songs on the album.
It's not that, Roger.
And what is it?
I'm in love with my car. Maybe it's not strong enough.
What does that even mean, not strong enough?
I know, I'm late. What did I miss?
Discussing Roger's car song.
Is it strong enough?
That's all I'm asking. If I'm on my own here, then I apologize.
How does your new song go, then?
Hmm?
You call me sweet like I'm some kind of cheese.
It's good.
Wow.
Is that, you know, when my hand's on your grease gun, that's very subtle,
isn't
it?
It's a metaphor, Brian.
It's just a bit weird, Roger. What exactly are you doing with that car?
Children, please. We could all murder each other, but then who would be left to record this album?
Statistically speaking, most bands don't fail. They break up.
Why the hell would you say something like that? Roger, there's only room in this band for one hysterical queen.
You know why you're angry, Roger?
Why?
Because you know your song isn't strong enough.
No, wow. Okay.
Is that strong enough? What about that?
Oh.
Not the coffee machine!
Galileo! Galileo Picaro!
How was that?
Higher.
Higher.
Can you go a bit higher?
My favorite part of the movie right here.
Only dogs will hear me.
Try.
Galileo! Galileo Figaro!
Higher.
Jesus, how many more Galileos do you want?
One more.
Galileo! One more.
Galileo!
Again. Go on, roll the track.
Who even is Galileo?
Galileo Figaro!
Are we done?
That's it. He loves you.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We're live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, TMOS, to our fans. We loved it so much, we put it on hats. And
yes,
we might be doing that again sometime, too. If you're a first-timer, we are delighted to have you with us. And for all the people that have supported us over the years, God bless you. From Sparks, Maryland, to Greenberg, Indiana, from West Allis, Wisconsin, to Cool, California,
cool,
from Mount Pleasant, New Jersey, to Adelaide, South Australia, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And brought to you by a fine new sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show, Untuck It.
Yeah!
Here's a tip. No guy looks good in a long, bulky dress shirt when it's untucked. You might think it looks casual, but it actually ends up looking sloppy. That's because they were never meant to be worn that way. Untuck It makes shirts specifically designed to be worn untucked. I adore my Untuck It shirts, especially down here where
yes,
I am.
Of course.
It's a casual environment, baby.
Hey, baby.
Not too long, not too short, for that clean, casual look you can even wear at the office. With more than 50 fit combinations, Untuck It shirts look great on tall, short, slim, and athletic guys of all ages. Go to untuckit.com or visit one of Untuck It's 50 stores across the U.S. and Canada. Untuck It even offers free shipping and returns on all orders in the U.S. Use promo code TMOS for 20% off your first purchase. So, if you want the perfect fitting shirt, regardless of your shape and size, try the original untucked shirt. And remember, use promo code TMOS for 20% off. 20% off your first purchase. Untuck It. We're delighted to have them with us.
Yeah.
I remember when I got my brother-in-law his Untuck It shirt, and he was somebody said, Untuck It, why? What's that? And he put it on Christmas Day. He put it on, and he went, oh, my God, these are nice shirts. Hello!
Yeah, duh.
There you go. Hey. Shall we get right to the mailbag?
You
right
want
away?
To? I think it'd be
so
a great idea.
Don't forget it.
The people.
It's Tuesday.
It's
people wait for it on Tuesday. Might as well do it. Time to do it right now. Tighter. Writer for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hello, friends. First letter says, it's time to celebrate. My twin daughters, Rachel and Samantha, turn 18 this week. They are both headed to college in the fall, studying criminology and architecture respectively. I'm sure they're doing it respectfully as well.
I don't know.
I could not be more proud of all they have accomplished and of the outstanding young women they've become. Thanks from Mark Twitch Riddell.
Hey, Mark.
Oh, look at that. Wow.
That's fantastic. Mark, I follow you on Facebook, and you'll be very, very happy to know that I had a discussion about you with my bride last night where I said to her, ever positive, that's me in my house, mm-hmm. ever positive, I said, I love Twitch's pictures of his daughters.
Yes.
And I love Twitch's family pictures. There's one that's really wonderful, I think, with his mom and his two daughters and Twitch. Those pictures I love. This goes for everybody out there, okay? What I don't care for are the pictures that he takes when he mugs. I don't like his mugging for the camera. Just like I don't like Rob's mouth open when he goes,
Mike.
Like that. Hold on, let me finish here. I like regular photos, you know, and I'm sure I'm guilty of mugging.
So well.
I'm sure I'm guilty of mugging
family,
for the camera.
But your face.
There's one, you know, where he'll be like, enjoying a milkshake or something, and the picture's like.
Well, Mike, you know, he has a background in clowning.
Yeah.
He's very effusive.
Yes, but I like the way when he takes a normal picture of his beautiful family, it's fun to watch. But when he's going, you know, I'm cutesy boy. You're a grown man.
I don't know if he's cutesy as much as
he is. Stop being a friggin' puff pastry.
He's fabulous.
And take some normal photos for Christ's sake.
What's a puff pastry?
Just
it was his old DJ name.
Oh, okay.
But I hate those. I hate those when everybody's just like, I'm cutesy, man. You're a man.
You know why?
You have to act like a man. You can act like a man.
You know why it makes you uncomfortable?
The picture stays the same as before.
It makes me uncomfortable. I'll tell you why.
It does.
What is there so? What is making you so happy? And why do you have to share it with people? That's what I think.
Like, what? That's you know, if you really want to peel back the onion, maybe there's a little of that there. You know, and I'm having a diverticulitis flare, and I'm watching that. Oh, look at Happy Clown Man. You know, get offline. That's
wow! Not just off Facebook, the entire internet.
No, but I'm telling you, I balanced it with a compliment, you know, where it's just like, but the ones that are like,
Jesus, Mouse.
Like, I'm silly. You know, daddy's in PJs.
Don't we feel the same way about when Rob throws up his record pictures? We're like,
no. It's because Rob's record pictures are like this.
Or dour.
The sad ones.
That's like shtick that he's done before. But when Rob does the phony, lazy, I hate that.
How is that lazy? That's not lazy. I mean, it can be a lot of things, but it's not lazy.
That's it.
Maybe it's hack is what it is.
Hi, listener.
Hack. It's hack. It is hack. Yeah.
Yeah, that's hack.
I am as
like this.
I am
how about
as
this. How about just a smile? Right?
We're not all blessed with those looks.
Thank you.
What a dick.
Thank you.
Why do you have to be so mean to him?
Because I'm being mean to him.
It was a beautiful smile.
I'm being mean to him with his.
I am as God made
me. But why
me.
Did we get on Rob? It's not about Rob. It's about Twitch.
Yeah, it is about Twitch.
Stop with the pics, Twitch.
Yeah, and happy There's birthday one picture to the twins. Where we're,
well, let me go to his page. No, I'm not. I'm not going to take that much time on it. Love you, Twitch.
Sounds like it.
Moving right along. Hi, guys. Oh, he's going to hear this. I'm sorry, Twitch.
You said you loved his family. You just hated his face.
And you said you loved
beautiful.
Him. You loved
I've dined with his family. Hi, guys. Today is my wife Heather's 42nd birthday. She is an amazing wife and mother. In the past year, she has managed our relocation from California to Georgia and had to deal with the sudden death of her mom at the age of 62. Mm. That's terrible. When she's not helping her dad adjust to life as a widower, she still finds time for busting my balls and enjoying TMOS with me. Can you please have Larry King wish her a happy birthday? Thanks, Rob Bowles of Ringgold, Georgia. All right, hold on. Her name is Heather.
Yes.
Hi, this is Larry King. I'd like to say happy birthday to Heather Bowles, wife of Rob Bowles. I hope that their birthday is a bowl of fun. And listen, Heather, if you get a chance, check out Breakfast with Larry.
Oh, yeah, Breakfast
with
Larry.
Where I've got notable people from TED Talks that come down and eat eggs with me. Thank you.
It's a winning business model.
I almost spit out my coffee. Oh,
and
my God.
Hi to Mama Santana. Thanks for subscribing. Next letter says, guys, the next chance you get.
TED Talks.
Eggs.
I have guys from TED Talks enjoy eggs. Guys, the next chance you get, can you please wish my brother, Phil Druin, a happy birthday? His birthday was last Tuesday. He is a longtime listener since WAVA, a supporter of all your sponsors, and like Mike, is a mid-century classic. That's wonderful, I guess. Thanks for all you do. Listening to the show is the highlight of our day. John Druin. And so that's wonderful.
Phil Druin.
Have a wonderful birthday.
Breakfast with Larry.
And I promise not to talk during the clips. Because that pissed one guy off, and he was right. And then he gave me a like, but he didn't like respond, which kind of bummed me out.
Yeah.
Because I think they think I'm being fake.
The written
and I'm
word
setting him up, you know,
means a lot
you know.
To Mike.
Yes.
It really does. Like if I say that, I said, thanks for responding, Mike. No, instead, like, okay? You know, sit there and throw a grenade under my fat ass and then click a like because Mike agreed with you after you trashed me. You know, I'm sorry. I'm going the full other reaction like that. I did agree with him. See, it was completely legit. It would have been nice to get some kind of acknowledgement.
That's lazy, what that guy did. That's lazy.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and staff.
Staff?
I'm writing to wish a happy birthday to my husband, Daryl Tate.
Daryl.
Who turns 39 today. For his birthday, I have left him at home alone with our one-year-old while I attend a conference in Nolens. What a total C. She's calling herself a C.
She's got
work. Well, I don't think he's talking about the one-year-old.
To make up for it, I'm hoping that Oscar can offer him some advice on how to make the most of the last year of his douchebag 30s. Thanks for all the joy you bring to us, Margaret. P.S. Mike, I was going to request that you play our favorite song of 2018, Little Michael's breakout hit, Put Him in a Hot Pot. But last week, you revealed that he was embarrassed by it. Yeah, but he doesn't listen to the show. There you go. There's a sensitive dad. I just want you to know that the reason my husband and I love that song so much is that it makes us excited for how hilarious and clever our little girl will be when she gets a bit older. Thanks for letting us hear his imagination at work. Well, that's very sweet. Oscar, do you have any advice?
What's his name again? I apologize.
His name,
Daryl.
Let me see.
Daryl
Tate.
You're in a sweet spot right now where you have the energy of a young man and you're a father. And you've got a one-year-old who I imagine is on a solid nap schedule. The downtime should be used when you have your son with video games, online video games. What's going to happen is if you're not annoyed by now with all the little kids online, as you turn 40 and you get online and you hear screaming about, hey, let me play, it's my turn, and you're playing what is an adult game, that will drive you through the roof in your 40s. So enjoy your douchebag 30s as you can tolerate it now and you have the energy to play all night and still raise that young man.
And I'm looking for the Michael thing and I can't find it. I'm really bummed about that. I'm trying to find the song. I've hidden it somewhere. I'm not very organized when it comes to this.
It's still in the computer though, right?
Yeah.
Maybe FaceTime has it.
I don't know what
The Russians have it.
The Russians.
They took it through the baby
monitor.
The
Ruskies.
Ruskies?
Ruskies.
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 Coffee.
Coffee. Coffee talk. Oh, by the way, Starbucks T-minus 1 month.
Every time you buy a cup, you're supporting your presidential
candidate.
Howard Schultz? That's right.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to leave?
That's what you know when someone's moving, Mike? You ever have a roommate that's moving and hasn't told you yet? But they start taking stuff out.
Yeah.
Or an ex-girlfriend, you're like, oh, you're taking that home to get dry cleaned?
So they're stripping it down?
Yeah, and I mean, there are other subtle things, too. Like, they're still using the holiday bags.
Yeah.
They don't care.
They don't care.
Next letter says, good day, gentlemen. I've been watching Hogan's Heroes recently on MeTV and discovered something that I wasn't aware of. It's a Bing Crosby production. Three of my favorite voices that Mike performs are Bing, Colonel Klink, and General Burlcotter. I was wondering what it might sound like if Bing happened to show up as a guest prisoner at Stalag 13. As always, love what you guys do every day. Cheers, Scott Spindler, Mars, Pennsylvania. All right, hold on just a second.
Klink, I've left Mrs. Burlcotter in the car with a sandwich. I'd like to meet your new prisoner.
Yes, General Burlcotter, I'll bring him right in. Bring him the new prisoner. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-boo. Hey, oranges are different, General Burlcotter, just like Hope and Crosby.
Thank you, Bing.
There we are. That's all you get. Thank
that
you
was
very
magical.
Much. I appreciate that. My friend Eric, next letter. Is
yes.
this it? My friend Eric had a birthday this week or something. He was the first person that I introduced to the show years ago. That said, Eric can go eat a bag of dicks. I just read what what's put in front of me.
Hey, Mike, I just write what they write.
Could Mike please talk up All Along the Watchtower? That's Jimi Hendrix. For Eric, any cover or the original Bob Dylan track will do. Thanks to Jacob. I lost that, too. I'm really being a bad DJ today. I got it. What does he want me to do?
He wants you to happy birthday to Eric. And this is All Along the Watchtower for Eric.
All right, hold on a second. No, that's not it. That's the late Beluga.
Oh, my God.
I feel so bad about playing that. WMAL. Thank you. AM63. Yeah. The number one voice in Washington. Hey, I want to say to this particular guy who wanted me to talk up All Along the Watchtower, one of the worst talk-up songs in the history of talk-up songs. Thank you. Jimi Hendrix version. It's distorted. Not a big fan. Never was a big Hendrix fan. Never was a big Dylan fan. But Jacob, I hope this works for you.
Wow!
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was really unenthusiastic.
That was a moderate sort of NPR talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was tight.
It was tight,
yeah,
and bright,
Hit the post. Hi, guys. I'm a big TMOS fan and have a random question for Rob. What cherries, variety, and brand do you use in your Manhattans? I just transferred a tart beer into a whiskey barrel and am planning to do a play on a whiskey sour. Do you know what he's talking about?
Yeah, he's aging his beer in a whiskey barrel, so it's going to have whiskey tones to it.
Okay, I am also going to take a portion of it, the beer from the barrel, and turn into a Manhattan-inspired beer. I'll add the cherry juice to the keg and adjust. God. Okay. I'll adjust accordingly. Any help would be much appreciated, and keep on bringing the funny Steve Groff. He's talking about very complicated beer and
the best cherries out there. Maraschino cherries from Reese, R-E-E-S-E.
Reese,
I think
the
you can
candy company.
No, actually, a different company. You can buy them through Walmart.com if you like. They come in red and green. The flavor is identical, but the red ones look better. A close second, Haddon House. H-A-D-D-O-N.
Do you remember the cherries that I had in Maine with that booze that I liked for a while?
Yes, give me a second. It's
Italian liqueur. Yes. It's some sort of special cherry.
I'll have it. They're great, and they're really expensive, and their
American
flavor
cherry
is amazing. But they're almost too complex.
Dole cherry?
It's not dole, no.
We'll get it. Yeah. We'll get it later. Question, Rob, do you moisturize your head after you shave it? Oscar.
I do.
Do you want me to go through each question individually here?
I do. I have a simple aftershave that I've gotten from Harry's, but also I sometimes use clove oil.
Clove oil?
Mm-hmm.
Cloves.
It's just funny to see you moisturizing your head.
Yeah. Where do you get that?
With clove oil? Yeah. I bought it at a barbershop.
Okay.
It smells so nice. Mm.
Oscar, for you, I would like you to stop saying holes to poles, poles to poles, holes to holes, and maybe use another analogy. Might I suggest tunnels and trains or pistons and shafts?
Oh, dear.
Nah, that's too graphic.
Boo.
Holes to holes, if you don't know what that is, then, you know, it's safe for work.
Very good.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's just too graphic. Oh, you can't say pistons. Everybody knows what that is, sir. Comedy 101.
Penis.
Mike.
Vagina.
Yes.
Well, that settles that. Luxardo.
Cherries. Luxardo cherries.
Luxardo cherries.
Ah.
And there is also a Luxardo cherry liqueur, and
it's
I used
delightful.
It for a drink while I was, doing my level best to, become 600 pounds up in Maine. Frankie, this is for Frankie. I am so sorry for your loss. You should be. Frankie made me sad today. A good friend once told me, it will never be the same, but it will get easier with time. That's very sweet. That was me. Hugs and sloppy kisses. Kelly from Ellicott. Sloppy kisses. Kelly from Ellicott City. Thank you very much. And I hold in my hand the final letter.
Hi-oh!
Hi-oh!
While driving to work this morning, I was listening to the bonus show and my first meeting popped up in Skype. I assumed that Skype would pause the show and take over my car's audio until the meeting was over. Doing a Skype meeting in the car?
That's safe.
That's a little dicey.
I think it's a good idea.
Instead, something very different happened. Skype paused the show, put me into the conference call, and then the show started back up. Soon, Mike was declaring his love of Kirkland's signature baby wipes to packed conference rooms in Washington State, Oregon, and Colorado.
Oh, no.
This went on for a moment before the meeting host blurted out, "We appear to be picking up some interference," and booted me from the call. As I stared in silence over my steering wheel, teeth clenched, I thought to myself, well, at least he didn't say f***ing baby wipes. Zach Strom, Bellevue, Washington, fantastic. All right, that's the mailbag. Good one this week. We will take a break. And we will come back with more fun and more thrills. I've got another review on something I watched on CNN. And I know they'll run it 700 times. But boy, what a great, great, great program. I'll tell you all about it when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
America was founded on balance. Two houses of legislature, the two-party system. And here at Political Persuasions, we have the two sides of O'Mara. The calm Mike.
I am open-minded.
And the burning liberal Mike.
It's crap. That's what I do. I rant.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Together, they coexist in Mike's brain and right here on Political Persuasions.
It's about the guns.
They clash. They argue.
Tough. Beans.
The fact is, but with a little help from me, Chris Freitz, they provide a balanced seesaw of sanity.
How many people shoot for food?
Can somebody please pass the blood pressure medication?
Speaker of the House? Come on.
Political Persuasions. Download it this Thursday and every Thursday at politicalpersuasions.com.
I'm going to die.
And wherever fine podcasts are found.
We're all going to die, and someday you are as well.
And God bless America.
Makes me want to throw up.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob was talking about losing his uncle recently. Very, very sad, and sad especially for his father, who was the uncle's twin. I want to tell you about Legacy Box. I'm not using Rob's tragedy to talk about it.
Oh,
but
you should,
Rob,
because they have made
you
this
digitize
so,
the photos, right?
They have made it so easy to put together the slideshow for his celebration of life. All we had to do was box them up and send them, and they're ready. It's great.
You just send in your legacy box. You fill it with home movies and pictures. They'll do the rest, digitizing your moments onto a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVDs. It really is magical. They know exactly what they're doing. You get your originals and new digital files back in a few weeks, and they keep you updated every step of the process. They know how valuable this stuff is to you. They know you're concerned that it's in other hands, that it's been in your attic for 400 years.
Yeah,
They want to make sure that they know what's going on, and they let you know what's going on. We all use Legacy Box. The results are amazing. Finally, you can get all your memories organized and ensure that your family history is preserved forever. Legacy Box is the world's largest, most trusted digitizer of home movies and photos. Over 450,000 families have trusted Legacy Box. They have over a decade of experience, and all the work is done by hand right here in the good old USA. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. For a limited time, our listeners can get a huge, exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get, are you ready for this? 40% off your first order. If you've got these things that have been stacking up in your family for years, this is an opportunity you need to take advantage
of. And know this, that stuff is decaying. It's in your attic, decaying, going away. Save it. Save it while you can.
Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS. Save 40% today. Get started preserving your past. And thank you to Legacy Box. Okay, I DVR'd something that was on, I believe, Sunday night and watched it on CNN. CNN had it. It was really amazing. A program that they promoed the hell out of it, so you probably saw.
80s?
Not the 80s, but thank you. Thank you. Yeah, the 80s.
The Wolf Blitzer Show?
Those decade documentaries they have, they're okay.
I get the feeling.
I'm sure they're fine, but don't you feel when you want to get like a little news, you go in
and
for a news
on?
Fix, and that's on, God,
you're CNN,
please.
Also, show me the news.
I get a feeling like when you watch the 80s, it takes the same amount of time to produce that show that it does to watch it.
Yeah.
They're like putting it together in real time.
You know what's funny? Is now that you're mentioning this, I'm going to give a rave for this movie and catch me 6 months down the road when they've run it for the 30,000th time.
CNN.
This to me, there's a term that's used in business and consumerism, caveat emptor, buyer beware, and my, this movie was called Three Identical Strangers. Spoiler alert, look, it happened, it's a real story, you can still enjoy it, but I'm going to tell you what it was about.
Okay.
So if you want to see the whole thing, go ahead and watch it on your own, but I'll tell you something, this was stunningly
amazing. This is
amazing.
It's fascinating.
Absolutely fascinating about three triplets that were separated at birth from an agency in New York, an adoption agency, and the story of how they discovered each other and their parents hadn't been notified. And it starts out, the thing that made this movie so great, this documentary, it starts out so warm and fuzzy. And we all, look, I've been watching talk shows for years. How much does the Today Show love twins, triplets, sextuplets? They love it more than anything. Oh, and we all kind of get fascinated.
It goes back
to
the 1930s. There were quintuplets that were born in Canada, and it was an international sensation.
Also, think about this. Right. It's like you watch a television show that's a smash hit like This Is Us.
Mm-hmm.
The movie is this. It's complete opposite of This Is Us.
You're right.
They didn't know they had siblings. They didn't know.
They didn't know because the adoption agency didn't tell them. Now, that alone is pretty nasty and pretty egregious. And why did you do that? And when they went to the parents, all three sets of adoptive parents went to the adoption agency and asked, and they were told it was difficult to place triplets. That was it. And there's this one moment, spoiler alert, I don't care, you got to be aware of that, where the one father goes back into the adoption agency after they've had this meeting and they have basically told him dick about the fact that these kids were adopted. And he sees them all popping a bottle of champagne and toasting to one another that they kind of dodged a bullet. It was a weird moment for him, he said. It was just kind of strange. The long and short of it is that's horrible enough. And then it became evident that there was more to this. And it's so insidious. By the way, these were all Jewish families. These were Jewish mothers that the Jewish mother that had these triplets. It was a Jewish adoption agency in New York City. And it turns out that many of these triplets were included, and there were many other twins separated the same way that were part of a study, that they were actually studying them.
No.
And the parents were not notified that they were being studied as part of this triplet. It was stunning. And
it's like
then
the Truman Show.
It was absolutely that. This is constructed in such a way, it's so clear, there's not a moment of it that is not riveting, where you're just hanging on every word. And that's hard to do with a documentary.
It is.
And I will tell you something. What I took away from this is just, I always put my philosophy out there, don't get happy, but you just never know. There was never a clear answer.
When were they split up? Was it late 50s?
1961.
Okay. All right.
I believe. But I think maybe it's right around all around.
Well, no, but
so it's right around my time. It's right around my time.
Relatively recent for something like that to go down.
Were we giving soldiers acid as just experimentation?
Yeah, well, acid was legal until the late 60s.
But overall, like, as far as bending the rules of what is humane and not.
Right.
And as far as I would say, the late 50s, if not into the early 60s, they were experimenting with acid as a truth serum in jail houses with heroin addicts,
yep,
giving them acid, and then in return, they would get a fix afterwards. And mostly were African American men.
Well, the thing about this, the psychiatrist that did this study was a prominent New York psychiatrist. And you never got clarity in this documentary on who financed. I said early on, I said government.
Has
got to be government.
Has
to be. Got
to
be the government. You never get clarity on that in this documentary. You never know. He did say at one point it was somebody from Washington. He doesn't want to go into detail. It was just weird. And it just tells me you just never know when people are going to reach in there and screw up somebody's life. The crime of separating these kids at birth anyway.
Right.
And then the idea of not only separating them, but then studying them. And they all lived in a 100-mile radius to each other. And they didn't know that they existed. I mean, it was over the top.
The fact that they studied them is what I can't wrap my head around. That's what's weird.
Three
that's what's scary.
Identical strangers.
Three identical strangers where they, I think, were 19 when they discovered each other. And
were they identical or fraternal? Were they identical?
Identical.
Wow.
Identical. And they go to this college. He goes to a college up in the Catskills and gets out of the car. And everybody is saying, hey, how you doing? Like, they know him and hugging him and stuff like that. That's how he discovered that there was another guy that looked exactly like him. And they were very famous during the 80s. They were very, they were very prominently displayed on television and on Phil Donahue and on the Today Show. Everybody grabbed them because it's twins, triplets. They love that. That's their big thing. But it never fails to amaze me the power that human beings have for large scale deception.
Oh yeah,
in kind of institutional deception. And what's stunning about this is if you read, obviously, your history of World War II, that Nazi Germany was all about experimenting in the death camps
100%
with twins. And this was a Jewish organization that put these kids through this study. It defies imagination.
It was the first thing that occurred to me when you said it.
You mentioned this earlier. This is a fast fact. Again, this movie was in theaters for a short time, and now CNN has the rights to air it.
Right.
So one of the fast facts is the documentary helped another set of multiple twins reunite. Michelle Markoff, 54, saw three identical strangers last year when it was in theaters. She, too, had been adopted from the Louise Y services, and she began to wonder, what if she had a twin? After some search, weeks later, Murdoch, Ancestry.com results revealed that her immediate family member she never knew about had been named Allison, a twin sister. And it goes on to say that they reunited about 3 weeks from that time. The fact that she had a twin and she was also adopted from that agency is surreal.
Amazing.
Wow.
Just large scale, just heinous.
Like a factory.
Just as heinous. And then the results of the study sealed till 2066. They recently got them. The one of the twins got them released, but there hasn't been more of that. I hope there's a follow-up, but check it out. If you want to be gobsmacked, and I don't use that word on this show very often, that's for sure. You got to check this out. Really, really riveting. Thank you, Carla. Daddy kind of went kicking and screaming into this.
Oh, I don't want to watch a documentary.
I want to see the 70s.
Oscar thinks I'm watching that. That's a D. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. You dick.
In the new year, let's all resolve to be more supportive of the ones we love. What do I mean? Like your kids? No, your kids suck ass. I mean the lovable scamps on the Mike O'Mara Show. Buy the bonus show. Shop through their sponsors. Try the products they endorse. Be best.
Amen. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The new year means new resolutions, and we've got one for you, and you can do it twice a day. It's your oral health. And with a Quip electric toothbrush, sticking to good habits is simple. Quip is like a built-in support system for better brushing. Quip features built-in timers with guiding pulses to remind you when to switch sides. Most people don't brush long enough. Quip changes all that. Plus, Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association. They're backed by over 25,000 dental professionals. And they have thousands of verified five-star reviews. I use Quip because it guarantees that I'm brushing my teeth the right way every day. It looks good, too. Quip is wonderful. 1 million happy, healthy mouths agree with me. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/TMOS right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS. So go and go do it. So go and do it to it. Quip, baby, quip.
Quip, baby, quip, baby, yeah!
Sometimes the right you way. Write someone I can't read them.
Damone.
What, so Damone?
Yes.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara right Show.
To brush.
I mentioned yesterday on the show to thank you to everybody that sent a nice little message, and to Barb and Chuck Moody, who sent a wonderful book about dogs going to heaven that we read to Michael last night.
Oh, that's sweet.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Very sweet. So much kindness
the
out there. And this
and then
is
they
old.
Threw food at Oscar.
Yeah, they threw food at Oscar, but they sent me a beautiful book,
I've
and they're nice
go.
People. They're very, boy, very nice
yes.
people.
Nice.
you know. And by the way, this is just from me to Barb. Okay, Barb. Kamala. Anyway, I just wanted to say that. That's just for
now
me
you're
to Barb.
Speaking in code to the listener.
It's just for Barb. Barb can decipher it any way she wants. I think she'll know what I'm talking about. Let me say that as the all-time dog bitcher, it really plays against type on this show for me to come in and say, feel sad for the pooch. But Frankie, dogs know. And Frankie's out of sorts. Frankie's friend is gone. Frankie, you know, was with him every day, all the time, constantly from the moment he walked into our house, and you can tell. And it's a bummer. Even Carla was out of the house, and I was coming into the studio this morning, and I look over at Frankie, and his ears are back.
Serious ears.
And he's sitting there going, I said, Are you bumming? And I realized that Frankie had a companion his whole life. And so dogs know. Dogs know these things. And it's just, you know, for dog lovers out there, it is a bummer. It is a bummer. And thank you to everybody who reached out. And there's so many. There was a thread yesterday on Facebook where people were putting pictures up of their dogs in honor of Beluga that I thought was the sweetest thing I've ever seen. We have we just have an incredible support network and a bunch of listeners that take something like that and turn it into that wonderful positive. It was really sweet. And that's it. That's all I wanted to say. I'm over that. I can't be. How's your winter going? Let me ask about that.
Today is
Mike,
a
it's okay to be emotional and loving
it
sometimes.
I feel it's not that I'm not capable of being
so
emotional. I feel I'm uncomfortable because I feel like I'm being a hypocrite.
You are, but we all are.
No,
we are all hypocrites.
No, you're not
we
a hypocrite
are,
if
Mike.
It's truly how you feel.
Yeah, we all are hypocrites.
Well, it's how I feel, but I also am mindful of how much I bitched about my dog,
well,
Beluga.
Well, you know what? Maybe that was when you were not being true to yourself.
Mike, if you're not bitching, you're not breathing. You told us that a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, Frankie is now, I'm just acutely aware of that. And we're treating Frankie sleeps in different spots. He goes to different spots. He's uncomfortable when we're leaving the house. And you realize in his little dog brain, His brother's not here anymore.
Yeah, he'll adjust. He will adjust, but it's tough.
By the way, let me make it real clear. That doesn't mean we're running out to get another companion. Not going to happen. Okay? Single pickup of dog poop is a number one.
Not even a Great Dane.
You know what? You laugh, but if you said any dog breed,
yes,
I could give you four breeds of dog that would be on my hit parade, and a Great Dane would be one of them.
Are they all big dogs?
Let me see. The one would be a great, in no particular order,
right?
Because I haven't really. But Golden Retriever. Carla doesn't want a Golden Retriever. I love Golden Retrievers.
Beautiful.
A Great Dane is another one. A Standard Poodle. I've had Standards before.
Because they're smart.
That's another one. As far as, that's it for now. I'm not going to add to the list and make it forced.
About
because
a Golden Noodle or a Labradoodle.
No, because I think those, you know.
How about a cup of noodles?
When you do those crossbreeding, you have a Golden Doodle, right?
I have a Labradoodle.
The Labradoodle. I just think, you know.
I was hesitant until I met Santos.
As much as Santos is fun, you brought Santos in yesterday, and I really think if you put a microphone and suddenly it was magic and he could speak English, he might go, Rocky Road? That's just, you know.
I spend a lot of time.
Words hurt.
I spend a lot of time with both dogs, and that would much likely be Linus's voice.
Oscar, are we done? Are you done working at Podcast Village now?
My father has limited contact with my dog, Linus. And he always says the same thing. Good boy. Not smart.
Not smart?
No.
But you know what? Linus doesn't appear to be Linus, smart. Linus is clever.
Well, Linus, he does know how to open the blinds. But that's only because he wants to see outside.
That's amazing, though. That's an amazing thing. But, you know, I think that's special. So it's extra attention time for Frankie. And
I think that's the best thing for him.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just, you know, it's these little creatures that I become acutely aware of that. And Carla, you know, is on her like third day, and that's when it kind of, you know, bums her out. You get reminded all the time of that. But yeah,
Can we talk about the secret top secret project that Carla, that I'm talking to Carla this afternoon about? Is that okay? You think she's going to be fine with that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to ask, but I don't think I need to. I think that we have Michael has been aware of these unboxing videos where kids open toys.
Yes.
And he loves to watch them. And you know, Carla, he said, I want to do that. And I said, I don't know if that's something. Yeah, stage parent.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
This is where I am a soulless monster. Because hear me out here, okay? It to me would be, if he's going to do this type of thing where he's going to be seen by a lot of kids.
Right.
Or the world.
Yeah.
The world.
I don't want to expose him to that unless it's going to pay for his college education. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to do it. Just
you want
to
return on the investment?
Fun.
Sure.
And you know, all I know is there are these kids that do them, and now they've got lines of toys in the box stores. We're not shooting
for that, Mike. We're shooting for in my eyes at least, the rep of him wanting to do something and then finishing a project.
Yep.
More like
he's five.
Well,
it's never too early.
When T.O. Oscar's involved.
Well, T.O. Oscar's involved without T.O. Mikey's knowledge, because Tanta Carla called T.O. Oscar and that.
You're Carla. Mixing your European nation.
Carla.
It's got the whole axis
Carla,
powers.
Can you come to the studio, please? We need you
I think
for
Spain
a
was the good guys. My bad.
Let Carla come in. Carla
no,
called
Spain
Oscar.
Was bad, I think.
Carla called
No, it was Italy. It was Italy.
Italy was very bad. Yeah.
Carla leaning.
Hi, Carla.
Hi, Carla.
So you called Oscar because Michael wants to do these unboxing videos.
Yeah, he's mentioned it several times.
His idea, right, correct?
Oh, totally. Yes. I have nothing. I don't even watch these things. I don't even know what they are, but I know that he's really into it. And he's five.
Did he say unboxing video?
He did. And he started talking about, hey, that kid Ryan.
He thinks he'll get free toys if he does it. That's why he wants to do it.
Anything's possible. Also, Carla, I think what was great is that you had little Michael ask me. You didn't ask for him, which I thought was a nice way of laying out, hey, can you help me make these little videos? And I said, we should talk about it this afternoon.
Did you make him cry?
No, I didn't make him
good.
cry.
That's a good boy.
You know what tells me I'm engaged in my own world? I didn't even know that he asked you. What the hell's going on?
I'm getting the feeling, Mike, you and I heard about it at the same time.
Yeah. Kind of the way it went down. So yeah.
Yeah, we keep lots of secrets from you.
So here's the thing: if he's going to be exploited, I'm not going to even listen to that. If he's going to be exploited, exploit him for some big bucks.
So my thing is this: it's
so
his
get the
idea.
Bottom line. Improve the. You know, I'd love to live off my kid.
I don't expect anything out of
now,
it. I think
this is
he
just
can
a nice exercise, a nice project.
And see where it goes. Yes.
Get Mike involved. How about this? He unboxes watches. And then you get free watches. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I do that. They say golf clubs.
We're moving in the right direction here because I thought we'd have one rep with a real toy that he has at home, but also we have one rep, beta video.
I just got
where we unbox adult gifts. So you have a little kid.
Like from the pleasure chest?
No, not that. Like,
God, I hope not.
Rob, you're so sick.
He said adult gifts. I just want to make sure.
Pervious person on the show.
I'm talking about like an array of fine chocolates. Like,
oh, or from the sharper image.
Yeah, or the sharper image, like a gadget, an adult gadget.
I have another
gadget.
Idea.
Yes.
Hold on.
What?
I was listening.
I'm doing my show. I control this world.
you go ahead.
He's,
what's your lightning
he's
bolt
Thanos.
Idea?
How nice, Mike. She gave you the go ahead.
My lightning bolt idea. What if I do the unboxing videos with children's toys?
And I wear
like a striped T-shirt.
And talk like a baby.
And I don't talk like Joe Besser. Hi, today we're going to be unboxing the Nerf Super 1000 Star Wars gun. This looks pretty good. Here, take a look at this.
If you can be okay with your son getting a little attention for once, and not you, if you're okay with my son getting attention, let's make him the focus of this at the moment. We can.
It's
work
okay
on your
that Christina is.
And by the way, stop enjoying Oscar right now. So much.
Yes, Oscar. What were you saying? Can you please?
What I'm envisioning, Mike, is don't worry that Christina is sick. I will substitute for her on the soap opera.
Yes.
It doesn't matter that I'm 59. I can play 22.
That's true.
That's exactly what happened.
Exactly what it is. That's Mommy Dearest.
Oh, okay.
Remember when Joan Crawford goes on the soap opera that her daughter was on?
No.
And she's old? You don't remember? Okay. Thank you. Thanks for coming in.
We'll talk
Thanks.
Later.
Bye.
Goodbye.
See you. You look lovely today. Activewear.
Baby.
He turned into Joan Crawford.
I know all the lines.
That's so funny.
I know all the lines.
Rob kills me. We have to break. All right. That's a great
fucking
line.
Put me in the
line.
Videos.
Oh, God. You're both,
you lost again.
You're both such pricks. It's exactly true. I'm done thinking about that. I'll do the unboxing videos for the child's toys. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hey, Oscar, are you ready to go to CrossFit with me?
I will be in a sec, but right now I'm updating my Mike O'Meara Show app.
Mike O'Meara Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
You bet.
Is it an Android or iOS?
I don't know.
Well, it's easy. Is it an Apple logo or a little green robot?
I always thought it was an orange, but I guess it's an Apple.
Okay, so you have iOS.
Okay.
All you have to do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it really worth my time?
Absolutely. It's the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Meara Show on your phone.
Oh, that Mike O'Meara Show app. It's new and everyone's talking about it.
I updated yesterday and I love it.
I have an Android. Will it work for me?
Absolutely. Both platforms.
The new Mike O'Meara Show app. Download it and improve your life today.
We love it. Yay!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Is Pony Boy Matt Bloom available?
Yes.
I'm right here.
All right. Every year about this time, it's January 29th, which is, of course, the birthday of Tom Selleck. How old do you think he is, Pony?
No, he's 93.
No, he's 73. Oh. He's 73. Wrong.
Very good.
He was great in Magnum P.I., but remember when he had a plot arc on Friends as Dr. Richard Burke? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I absolutely do.
That was fascinating. But all I know is this. January is almost over, bitches, and if you don't have your TMOS bonus subscription, you're cruising for a bruising. I'm seeing people that are expressing a little frustration with getting the bonus show and getting it. Are we on it? Are we on?
Are we licking and sticking like
Popeye's chicken? Are we okay with this?
Absolutely, we are.
All right. So if anybody has problems, they're gonna. I mean, I'm just concerned.
Did you see how he did not hesitate?
Good.
Yes. So he's on it.
Get the bonus show. It's always fun. The future of our show depends on it. And by the way, the lady said, I had a problem. I want all those. That's the new Pony Boy in 2019. Mm. I want all the problems eradicated.
Fun.
And perhaps you could be aware of fixes that you've given people more than once and go public with them so that they would know and everybody, they would be out there to see. We have to get the information to our consumers. That's what I'm saying. So please, we'll be on it. Absolutely. Go to MikeOMara.com. Click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all the bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. All right. You don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week, and it still has that yummy flavor that screams Hawaiian mustache. Thank you very much. Let's open that up.
News.
I'll do the unboxing video.
Boo. So was I just a kid.
I'm a small child.
I can play five.
Speaking of toys, every year EA Sports runs a simulated Super Bowl. I think I always have this story.
I love this story.
Latest edition of Madden. It's been right 10 of the last 15 years. In 2015, the game not only correctly predicted a Patriots win over the Seahawks, but it also nailed the final score 28-24. Last year it was wrong. The simulation had the Patriots narrowly defeating the Eagles 24-20. Okay, well, that's the smart money. That's why
they do that.
I don't know. But they have like sophisticated algorithms. This year, Madden predicts the Patriots will go up 17-3 at the half, but the Rams will storm back to win the game by a score of 30-27. It also predicts Rams defensive tackle Aaron Donald will be the MVP after a record-breaking Super Bowl performance with 4 sacks. Wow, wouldn't that be
something? Madden predict the lowest rated Super Bowl?
You
want
to start that again?
I would like to. Does Madden also predict the lowest rated Super Bowl in years? Because I don't see any excitement for the game at all.
It's not going to be low rated, Rob, just based on the market size.
You know what?
You got Los Angeles.
You should stop talking about sports.
That's the best.
You know what? I'm aware of market sizes. I'm also aware of the size of your mouth. But okay. I think that there is a national.
Nobody's going to watch the Super Bowl.
No, I'm not saying. Did you hear what I said? I said it's going to be the lowest rated.
You say it's
going to
be
lower.
We'll check Monday. And after the Super Bowl next week, we'll check Monday and find out.
A week from Monday.
Yes.
All the ratings are up for all the playoff games. The idea that the Super Bowl is going to drop is just. The data doesn't add up.
Wishfully, I would love it to be the case, but I'm going to get sucked in like I always do. And, you know, I'm driving back from what?
I'll regret saying this. I have a gut.
You know, you do tend to hem and haw and stimmer and stammer when you're talking about sports, though.
Well, I don't understand.
It's like a subject. You don't understand that. Maybe it's ill-advised.
Maybe you should pipe down when people are talking about it.
As you know, I come from a broken home.
Oh, here we go.
For the past 6 years, the simulation has been right every other year. And the odd number of years, whatever. This story's over. Rob ruined it. All right, thank you. Thank you. But he was extremely funny with the Joan Crawford, which makes up for everything.
I disagree.
You could continuously make mistakes on the show for the rest of the show.
Yes, big win.
Amazon Prime has more than 4 times the movies that Netflix has, but that includes crap. Amazon has 13,622 more movies available than Netflix, but only, get this, 1.3% of them get a good rating on Rotten Tomatoes. By the way, Netflix is also known for padding their selections with a lot of solid original content, and it's unclear if those were included in these surveys. But Netflix is the same way. You go into these web services and, you know, it's tough. Wouldn't it be great if you... Could the business model work where a new streaming company comes on and their investment is purely on content they've gotten from other people, where basically movies and paying
solid
the royalties
stuff.
For music, and then you have a very like a high subscription, but you get all the good stuff. I'd pay for it.
I'd pay for that if it was easy to navigate, and still Hulu is the worst for navigating on the website.
Oh,
it is almost worst. Impossible. It's almost
Why
impossible.
Would you ever have that type of layout? Just take what others have done that works.
Exactly.
And then remix it as your own.
Yeah, very strange. Apple is in early talks to start a new subscription service that'll basically be a Netflix for video games.
Mm.
Here's the deal. In other words, if you pay a flat fee, you get unlimited access to a list of titles. Talks with game developers are in early stages, so there's no word what a subscription will cost or what games will be available. As you may know, there's already a service that operates like your parents' Netflix. It's called Gamefly, and it actually sends you game discs via snail mail. So if they have something like that, I think it could fly. Adam Perry Lang was arrested at the home of his friend Jimmy Kimmel over the weekend, and while details surrounding the incident are very bizarre, it appears there is an answer as to why the chef was at Kimmel's house in the first place. Lang, who runs celebrity hotspot APL restaurant in Hollywood, was arrested early Sunday morning after allegedly being involved in a phone call to cops claiming he had shot his girlfriend with a high-powered rifle. Ooh. Cops also say the caller threatened he had planted two bombs in and around his residence and was waiting for officers to show up. An attorney for Lang claims the restaurateur had nothing to do with the call, and Kimmel, who was not present at the incident, believes the whole thing may have been a swatting call. The Jimmy Kimmel Live host bailed his friend out of jail and revealed that the chef has been living at his Hermosa Beach home. Sources close to the situation tell The Blast that Lang just woke up Sunday morning with missed calls on his phone, walked outside, and was arrested. We're told those close to the chef believe it is strange that he was actually handcuffed. As for why Lang is living with Kimmel, it may be something to do with the fact that he's involved in an ongoing divorce with his wife of almost 20 years. So, who knows?
Weird, but that's kind story. Of
very weird. Yeah. And, you know, Jimmy Kimmel sounds like a good guy. Hey, yeah, you know, hang out at my place.
How many guys would do that? I don't know. Maybe Mike and Rob would probably take me in. I don't know enough people that would be like, hey, you're having marital problems. Yeah. Come on over. Yeah. I'm a celebrity, by the way, and everybody's going to know you live at my house.
Yeah, absolutely. Maddie puts her phone on airplane mode right away when that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd say, hey, you know, I'm sorry to hear you're dealing with this. There's a Hyatt place. Anyway, Reynolds Wrap.
You're welcome at my place.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Just unveiled a new product. This is America, everybody. It's called the Hunger Harness. Silver harness you wear on your chest with several thermal and insulated pockets for holding different snacks and keeping them warm.
Oh, no.
It also has a little fold-out tray and a drink holder. So it's perfect for the Super Bowl. They say it should hold enough snacks. This is what they say.
Snacks.
It should hold enough snacks
snacks
that you can go, quote, all four quarters. Hold on a second.
Wow.
All four quarters plus the halftime show without taking a break. They put them on sale for $5, and of course, they sold out immediately.
Of course.
But don't worry. They say they're producing more soon. Isn't that great?
It'll everybody keep your anal queso that warm for four quarters, Mike.
Yum, yum. And now a little something. It's been a while since many of us received a formal sex education in school, so it's okay if you've forgotten exactly how birth control works or what the ovaries do. Now, sex therapist and media personality Dr. Ruth Westheimer is rewriting her Sex for Dummies handbook for a new generation, according to Variety magazine. Although her views on sex and relationships have been ahead of the curve in many ways, Dr. Ruth is still traditional in other areas. She doesn't believe in one-night stands, not because she thinks they're immoral, but because they can lead to loneliness and other problems. She also tells Vanity Fair that she worries about the influence of technology on millennials' ability to communicate and have genuine relationships. The updated version of her book will address all of these concerns and more. I will talk about loneliness. I will talk about the issue of art of conversation, the issue of sexually transmitted disease, all those issues. That's what Dr. Roof tells Variety. This announcement comes ahead of a new Hulu documentary about the life and worth, of Dr. Ruth. Ruth Work. Work Ruth. If you're wondering, Dr. Ruth is 2,000 years old, just in case you were
bless her heart
wondering. Yes. Dr. Ruth Westheimer. Amazing. She is still she's still getting her done. She was an old lady when Don and I were doing a show back in 1985.
Yeah.
Just in case you were wondering.
And
we'll
Mike
take a break.
Still guilty.
Oh, yes. Yes. Turbo.
Yes.
We'll come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak, who is a big sports fan, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
There are those that get it. There are others that don't. Those that get it revel in an extra hour of humor each week and are proud supporters of the TMOS Bonus Show. an assemblage of comicality and farce, spanning over 400 hours. If you don't get it, what the heck are you waiting for? Jeez.
What?
Out of control, Amato.
Go to michaelmarishow.com.
Oh, I talked again.
Click the banner and buy a subscription. You too can enjoy an extra hour or the whole collection of mirth and whimsy right at your fingertips. And be glad that you're among the many that gets it. Thank ye.
Thank you very much. You like that. I know you like it because you're playing it a lot. I know you like it.
I like
you enjoy it. I know why you're playing it, too. I know why you're playing it. Yeah, I mean, you're right. I know. See, I know how your brain works. I know how your brain works. I know how clever you are. I'm on to you. I've been on to you for a long time.
I love his goofy laugh in the middle. It's so well placed.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Bara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Shopping Center. I know it's still January, but February is right around the corner. And you know what that means. Chinese New Year. Chinese New Year falls on February 5th, and 2019 is the year of the pig. You're going to need to stock up on ham, bacon, barbecue sauce, and maybe some chitterlings. Plus, some Asian decor and festive costuming might be nice. Noisemakers, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and sauerkraut, to be sure. Luckily, we've got you covered. Just clickety-click-clack on the digital trip to the TMO. Featuring Macy's.com, Target.com, and Walmart.com. When you shop them through our pippity-pappity portal, you're supporting the Melody Mike O'Mara Show. And that means everybody is hippity-happy. Just make sure you access them through our banner on our website. It costs you niddly nothing, but it means the world to us. Middly Macy's, Tiddly Target, Willity Walmart, and TMOS. Thank you so very, very much. And
fun. Now,
open up the... I've had a lot of show today. I'm kind of crashing right now. The energy level was so intense at the beginning.
What we've created...
Happy New Year!
...is fantastic, Mike.
Well, that begs the question, what have we created?
Look what I have created!
All right, I'm sorry. But
the answer comes at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Are we all familiar with this tape?
Take it easy, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I know that you will.
Sam Elliott.
Yeah, well, the dude abides.
The dude.
I hate people that open gifts on Christmas Eve because I think you should have to wait until the day of to open your gift.
We do, technically.
And the same thing.
We did it in my family like every Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Well, I don't hate
you. You've alienated a lot of people.
I don't hate you. I hate the notion of it. Because
you want people to wait.
Look what I have created!
I want you to wait.
I love the tease.
I want people to wait until the Super Bowl to show your shiny new Super Bowl ad. Don't give it to me on Tuesday.
I totally agree with you. I don't like the way, but this is their model that they send these out virally. And by the way, was it last year? I think it was last year. They sucked.
Yeah. Oh,
they were not great.
Right? Exactly. They were terrible.
This is the one that's getting the most spin this morning because Stella Artois just couldn't wait. They started teasing it 2 weeks ago. It has Carrie from Sex and the City, and it has the dude from The Big Lebowski going in to order beers.
Hello. Good to see you again.
Likewise.
Please, Cosmopolitan.
No, tonight I'll have a Stella Artois. You're Stella, please. Thank you.
Well, mate, huh?
Why, Russian?
No, Gary, give me a Stella Artois.
Excuse me. Good choice.
Well, changing can do a little good. Do the binds.
Now, I will give them this. It's a clever spot. It's a good idea.
Is it CGI or is it the old?
No, really them.
They got in the roles again.
In the bar again. But wouldn't that have been so much more groundbreaking and exciting if you saw it just unfolding on TV in front of you during the game?
That's fair. I'll give you that.
And I hate that I'm giving them spin on it, but I want to call attention to the fact now all the fun of it is gone. There's no fun
is
left.
There any other? I didn't see it, obviously. I heard the audio of it. Hmm. Is there any funny other than the Stella Artois?
Well, there's
the novelty of it.
It's the, like, all right. The workers in the bar go crazy when they don't order their signature
also,
drinks.
Also, seeing those actors reprise their roles after so many years,
yeah.
and it's exactly that role,
yeah.
that's
yeah.
fun to watch.
But right. it would have been more fun if they had waited. That's my thought.
Well,
anyway.
You know, in our case, many events and promotions around the Super Bowl where you're in a crowded joint and you can't see the videos, but I always like to do the retrospective and see them after yeah. the fact. The whole thing.
Things are changing.
It's just, you know, man. Don't you get to a point, and I don't want to stop the show, but don't you get to a point where I'm just tired of being played,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
I'm tired of being played, and I feel like I'm being played all the time.
You just want to unbox kids' toys.
That's all.
That's what I want to do. I want to do like Mommy Dearest.
That's right. You just want to be Joan Crawford.
Shirt. That's right.
In a kid's shirt, like a t-shirt with vertical, with horizontal stripes.
Something like Curly would wear from the Three Stooges. Just a beautiful striped t-shirt.
This is the Lego Pirate Show.
Yeah, okay. All right, Jeff. I'm sorry.
All right. I think we debuted this feature a couple weeks ago. We're bringing it back. It is the TMOS Thief of the Week. This is the Thief of the Week, Mike.
Sorry, I'm cramping up from laughing so much.
Finally got my button done.
Would you like some apple juice?
This week, we're going to do the Star Wars Lego Death Star. It'll only take 19 hours.
All right.
What's your thing?
This is the TMOS Thief of the Week, the man who broke into a mall in Hoboken, New Jersey. Hoboken!
Jesus Christ, this button. What the?
It's got you.
All right.
Call okay, EMS.
It's a button. Here, the Thief of the Week in Hoboken Mall.
A man wearing a construction jacket dropped from the ceiling of a Hoboken pizzeria early this morning and proceeded to raid the register and peruse the fridge. He destroyed the kitchen ceiling because that's how he finally got out of the pizzeria. And as the ham-handed burglary continued, crawled through the common attic to a salon next door, and from there to a liquor store. He tunneled through the wall into a dollar store, where by now he'd worked up a thirst for some of the Hennessy he'd just jacked. And so, time for a nap, curled up on the toilet paper shelf, where by the time he woke up at around 10 a.m., it was too late. Cops had already been called to the pizza shop, and that was that.
He fell asleep in the mall because he stole Hennessy and drank it. They found him asleep on
it's
the toilet
delicious.
Paper.
Delicious.
So, Charming. Congratulations to
he
the
people.
He
can come on my unboxing video.
He can be the announcer. We close with this. Remember when Tracy Morgan literally cheated death? He was hit by a Walmart truck.
A tractor trailer
yeah. hit
in a limo.
Yeah. Yep.
And he's better now. He was on the SAG Awards. He's doing some media now. He seems to be just fine. But he talked about a lovely story when he was recuperating in his neighborhood. His neighbor is the CEO of PepsiCo, speaking of Joan Crawford. Mm-hmm. And actually, the neighbor came calling upon him.
You're a very wealthy man. You live in a mansion.
Oh, yeah.
The size of a mall in New Jersey, right?
Yeah, Alpine, New Jersey. You know, it's a very prestigious neighborhood. One of my neighbors is the CEO of Pepsi.
Oh, jeez, really?
She came over with a big flowers and stuff, and a housewarming gift. And it was so nice and kind. And I said, you are so warm, and thank you for welcoming me and my wife and my kids into this neighborhood. And it would be an honor for me to one day get hit by one of your trucks.
That is your magic audio ball. Have a good Tuesday, everybody.
Oh, still funny. Getting funnier every year, too. Funnier and funnier. It's almost like he's hitting his stride more. Very funny guy. Another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, good one today, send it to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And remember, grab the bonus show. It's right there. We're making it bigger and better for 2019. Isn't that right, Pony Boy Matt Bloom?
Yes, sir.
There it is. Thank you. Easy as pie.
Like white on
just
rice.
Just as tasty. For Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Tiddly-die by
NFL football.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay.
That's going to do it for all of us here at Channel 4 News. You stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Goodbye.